Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I ask for any sisters listening today, just for anything that's spiritually dangerous for her, that it's revealed and removed, and for her salvation and her safekeeping, and for her to endure all the way until the end, and understand the importance of just how easy deception is, and inwardly how it can just really, 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 turn her into off the path into a very dangerous place, and that, and also to ask the same for her, anybody she's praying for, and that she has a heart also to die to self, lay down her own life, and care about the souls of others, and about your kingdom. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so just going through times of judgment, Isaiah 33, where it talks about. Where he says, thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech that thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou can't, that thou canst not understand. Really important to understand what's going on when judgment takes place. You see this with the five wise and the five foolish virgins, okay? They don't have any light to continue on the journey, okay, and find the bridegroom. And these scriptures, I'm just praying that you'll listen. Because they sound one way prior, but then when the time comes, it is life and death. It really is. I've seen it firsthand, okay? Not only life and death in terms of you knowing what you're supposed to do and staying on the path, because what you're going to see is during times of judgment, your choices are so important. When things are abounding and they're around you and you've got all this, you know, sort of leeway, you know what I mean, to where if you make a mistake, you're dealt with, but you can still kind of recover. It's not like that during times of judgment. Okay. It's just things are very severe. Okay. And so I'm just praying that you'll hear me and receive what I'm saying, because, that stuff, that satanic teaching, and it's ingrained with children, since they even start school, with all the self-esteem stuff and children books. I love me. I'm good. I'm great. You know, I mean, pride is like a good thing, you know, all this stuff, because then when somebody comes to you, and they're trying to tell you, you know, the truth, okay, there's this reaction that takes place, okay, where it's like, well, this person doesn't, you know, doesn't like me, okay, they don't love me, okay, why are they being so mean to me? And they're not, okay. It's a good thing when you hear these things, okay, because that's the love of Christ. He doesn't come to you and say, you're good, so I want you to go to heaven with me. You're good, so I'm going to go ahead and, no, he comes to you, he says, like I said, I really went over the scriptures, okay. All right, you're evil, but that's his love. You're evil, you're sick, you're diseased by sin. Okay, come here. Let me take care of you. Let me heal you. Let me give you my spirit. Okay, believe upon me. Okay, he says, let me give you of my spirit so you can see the truth. Okay, because you're blind. Okay, let me heal you from your sickness and your disease of sin, because it really is. It's deep. Okay, you can't fix it yourself. Okay, let me clean you up. Let me wash you of your filthiness, okay, so that you can go to heaven with me and be with me forever. That's love. That is the real thing. The stuff that you're used to and you hear all the time, that's the devil, because it will keep you sick, diseased, blind, and evil. Okay, we had these butterflies that we were raising. And the Holy Spirit really used it to talk to me about the truth of the gospel. There were these butterflies that just didn't transform. They, I'm not sure what happened, but they didn't make it from a caterpillar to a butterfly. And one of them in particular just didn't make it. It hatched halfway and it then just stayed there. It didn't come out of the cocoon. It didn't make the full transition. It just stayed there and ended up, I tried to take care of it, tried to help it. I didn't know what to do, but the whole thing itself, you know, I did my best, but the Holy Spirit really dealt with me about it. These things are dangerous. Okay. The belief that there's anything good about you is extremely dangerous. And I pray to God, you'll see it. Because if you don't see how evil you are, you won't make that full transition from death to life. Okay. In the grave. Okay. And out of this world, and then coming up, okay, like he says here. This is John chapter 12, verse 24, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Not only is it true for the truth of the gospel, okay? There's another teaching I have that goes into more detail about that, because that is the covenant. That is the gospel, okay? Is the death and resurrection of Christ, you being joined in that by dying to self. That is the new covenant, okay? But what you need to understand is that if you don't do this fully, okay, and really change, it's going to affect you. It's not something, the things of the spirit are real. It's going to be a part of you. The parts of you that are still alive and attached to this place are going to be an open door to this life, this world, and what takes place. And Satan will have access to you through that, okay, because it's joined to his kingdom. And that part of you is extremely dangerous, okay? And when these things start to happen, you may feel like, well, I'll kind of sort of. No, that is a way for you to be swept away and deceived. It is absolutely true. Okay? Absolutely true. Not necessarily eternally, okay? I'm not saying that you'll end up going to hell, okay? But in terms of this life, okay, because there's still time, you can like repent and recover, but you can lose a lot. Okay, and the process itself even is so dangerous, okay, because all that deception enters your heart, your mind, and your soul, and it confuses you about God. And you don't understand what's going on. And you are in a dangerous place of falling away. That's how you can fall away, okay? It's very real, because a lot of times you can think with your carnal mind, well, I can still sort of figure things out, and it'll, no, it doesn't work that way. It's you, it's real. Okay. It's you. It's a part of your soul. And it's a way that you won't see things and understand things, and you'll be lost and confused. And it's really lost and confused, truly lost and confused. Okay. That's what happens to those five foolish virgins. You really won't understand what's going on. You'll think you can figure things out because you kind of have some light. It doesn't work that way. You need to make the full transition to be safe. Okay, the full transition. And that really is, okay, the basis and foundation, okay, for preparing for times of judgment. Okay, everything else we'll talk about more as we proceed. Okay, but that is that is your ark. Okay, that is your ark. It's Christ Jesus, the death and resurrection of Christ, the fullness of the gospel, the whole thing. That's your ark. It's not money in your bank account. It's not your crops. It's not your guns. Okay, none of that stuff that all these people are heaping up, that's not going to help you. Okay, it's you. You, who are you, Christian? You. Okay, it's you. Okay, I'll leave it there for today. Father, ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the spirit, and just really seeking after you, and desiring to be in your perfect will, knowing that that's going to make her perfectly happy. I ask all these crazy things in Jesus' name. Amen.